Welcome back. New South Wales Health has confirmed two new locally acquired COVID-19 infections. So that brings the total number of cases linked to the Bondi cluster to 11. Both cases actually came in yesterday, but have been included in today's numbers. One case is a woman in her 50s from Sydney's northern suburbs, who's a close contact of a previously reported case and has been in isolation. The second case is a man in his 30s. From the eastern suburbs, he's also a close contact of a previously reported case and he's been in isolation. There were 25,500 tests reported to 8 p.m. yesterday. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian is urging for that count to get up towards 40,000. So if you feel anything, any symptoms, go and get tested. Time now for a betting update with Paul Sebastiani from Bet Deluxe. Bet Deluxe is serious betting. For serious punters, gamble responsibly and call 1800 858 858 if you need to access the helpline. Good morning, Paul.
Morning, Matt. How are you?
Good, thank you. Any movement in the markets after the weekends? Let's start with NRL.
Yeah, well, we've got, there have been movements. Given the Melbourne Storm's enormous win over the weekend against the West Tigers, probably one of the most dominant performances we've seen for quite some time. The Storm now, the $3 second leg to take out this NRL Premiership. They firm right in from $3.20. But Penrith are still the favourites. They've drifted out now to $2.80 with betdeluxe.com.au. So, look, I know we've been saying this for the last couple of weeks, Matt, but these two teams are just absolutely dominating the NRL and they're absolutely dominating the Premiership market. And I don't know about you, but I think deservedly so, given the form they've shown over the last month or two.
Yep, 100%. Couldn't agree with you more. What about AFL?
Yeah, now this is intriguing. Geelong have firmed over the weekend. They were $6 at the start of the weekend before that massive after the siren win against the Western Bulldogs. They are now the $5 favourite to take out the AFL Premiership. Brisbane affirmed as well, $5.50. Melbourne on the second line of betting now at $5.50. Richmond $6 and the Doggies at $6. So, look, very, very tight market up the top. And I think the ladder's reflecting that in the top four. There's not even a game really separating those teams in the top four to top five. It's basically going to probably come down to percentage. And again, the market reflecting how tight it is with a $5 favourite.
In the NBA, Paul, we've got a game underway at the moment. It's game seven of the series between 76ers and the Hawks. In the third quarter, the 76ers lead at 51-48. Suns defeated the Clippers this morning 120-114. What about the NBA championship market?
Now, we were just praying that Kevin Durant's toe has saved us from paying out on the Brooklyn Nets winning the NBA championship. So that was big thing for us because there was a big go for Brooklyn. But now the Milwaukee Bucks are the NBA championship favourites at $2.50. Obviously, the punters are siding with that Nets form line as well. The Suns, $2.80. 76ers, $7. Clippers, $8. And then Atlanta Hawks at $17 as well. So the Bucks and the Suns, your dominant favourites in the NBA championship futures markets, Matt. So a lot of moving and shaking in all these futures markets. But, the Bucks fancy to win the NBA championship now.
Good on you, mate. Yeah, the Bucks winning that one. So that was 115-111 gives them a 4-3 win in that series. On your Paul, we'll chat tomorrow.
No worries. We'll chat then, mate. All the best.
Paul Sebastiani from Bet Deluxe. Bet Deluxe is Australian-owned and operated. Please gamble responsibly. The helpline 1-800-858-858. 76ers 51 over the Hawks 50 at the moment. So that is in the third quarter. That game seven, so the series tied at 3-3. It's going down to the wire. 20 minutes on court for Ben Simmons at the moment. Just the 2.6 rebounds and 9 assists. So 51 all it is now between the 76ers and the Hawks. We'll keep you updated on that. What did you make of the Queensland Maroon squad? So they've announced it this morning. Reece Walsh at fullback, 18 years of age. He's played 7 NRL games. He will be in the Queensland number one jersey. Incredible for game two that they have to win to stay alive in the series. The wingers, Valentine Holmes and Kyle Felt. Kurt Capewell and Dane Gagai named in the centres. Cameron Munster is at number 6. Daly Cherry-Evans will be captain at halfback. Then we've got some changes up front as well. So Christian Welch, Andrew McCulloch and Josh Papalihi now form the front row. Jai Arrow, Felice Kafusi, Tino Fasui Malawi is there as well. So the Gold Coast Titans have that representation in the starting 13. Then it's Ben Hunt, Mo Fotuaika, David Fifita, Francis Molo, Cohen Hess, and Ronaldo Mulitalo. So that's the 19-man squad that Paul Green has named. Reece Walsh to come into the Queensland State of Origin team in a make-or-break match. They are putting an enormous amount of responsibility on an 18-year-old who's yet to play into double figures in his NRL career, just the 7 games for the Warriors. Wild Panther says, Matty, we all know Origin is about TV ratings, but why won't the NRL play Saturday night instead of Sundays? I reckon Saturday night would rate its head off, says the Panther. Simple one for that, mate. More people watch TV on a Sunday night. So you're going to get more eyeballs on a Sunday night than you will on Saturday. Saturday's hard to try and bust through and get big, big numbers. So they'll only put it where they know they're going to get big ratings, and they will get them on Sunday night. Lordy says, hi, Matt. That's trouble administrating by Australia's soccer, having an A-League grand final while all of their best players are not available. That would not happen in the NRL, says Lordy. And that's the situation they're in. Great show today, says this text. Everyone's complaining about the one-sided scoring, but I'm saying the main teams like the Panthers, Storm, Rabbitohs and Seagulls, etc. And then it doesn't go on. That's what happens. The text just ran out. Said some text missing. So Reptile, fire in again, and I'll get to the end of that text message for you. But I think I know which way you're going. I mean, there's an enormous amount of points being scored. If you average it across the last round, it's 50 points per game. So there's a huge amount of points being scored. 48 in the second half alone just for Manly against the Titans. 66-16 for the Storm. 46-0, the Broncos went down. Are we happy with the amount of points being scored in the game? It's fast and furious. Is it too fast and furious? Let me know your thoughts. 0457 736 736. Time for the news.